Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Lebnor.
Hart playing Tuluga.
All right, gang. We had a real fun one last session. Let's do ourselves a little recap and then get right into the new one. Last time on Dicey Situations, our heroes faced off against a pair of vicious gnolls while investigating an abandoned farming village in the Brundini Highlands. Following cart tracks south on their riding rams, they eventually caught up to a fleeing caravan and discovered a brutal battle underway. The gang leapt into action to help some dwarven soldiers defend a group of civilians from the gnoll raiding party. While Glebnor charged into the fray to attack the gnoll leader and his captains, Tuluga made for the high ground to take on the hunters with their javelins. Entering the battle, Theo was able to provide cover fire for the dwarven soldiers, among them a paladin of Krizik. Facing off against the hordes of gnolls, Glebnor was finally brought down and nearly killed when Krizik refused to offer his paladin access to her healing magic. Fortunately, Reggie was able to hasten Theo while running to use a potion on a puddlefied Glebnor. Together, our chaos crew was able to fight off the remaining gnolls and save the caravan with a strange bit of shadow magic emanating from the new god Bleebly. And that is where we find our heroes now. Theo, the haste spell wears off and you are exhausted. You have burnt through more calories in the last minute than you ever have in your life.
I think Theo just drops to the ground, crisscross applesauce again, leans against the cart. All right, you guys figure everything out. I'm going to hang here for a minute.
My son!
Father!
I sprint and like lunging leap to hug my son.
I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what happened back there, good man. My magic wasn't working. It was strange. I'm Mulva, by the way.
Mulva.
How are you?
Great to meet you. Glebnor, thank you for attempting.
I'm so sorry. We got attacked by those gnolls. We were trying to get these civilians back over to Brundini.
Yeah, what's with these things? What's going on?
Oh, they're terrible. They come from the north. We believe they're some kind of like a ravenous group or a pack, if you will. They're led by some kind of demon lord up in Magria.
Demon lord, you say?
Oh, Magria is full of them now. They're all fighting each other. It's a bloodbath up there. We've been trying to kind of stay safe as we can, but even things in the south have become dangerous lately.
Daddy?
You boys can fight. Never seen anything like that before.
It's the only thing we can do good.
Hey.
And tacos. Do you know what tacos are?
And breakfast.
Breakfast. Coming soon.
You must be a Kuwatoa. Well, lovely to meet you.
And she goes over.
Yeah, great to meet you.
Mulva.
Mulva, I'm Tuluga. Ploop, ploop, pleen, plop of the people.
Oh,
and,
all right.
Bapu Gol.
Don't know what those words mean, but
it's a lot. I know.
It's quite a title. You boys coming from the north. I would have expected you to be coming from Taitagol, from the south. What are you boys doing this far north?
We spent a little time in the Underdark.
Oh, looped your way around, did you?
It was a, Daddy? What would we call this?
Well, hold on. Do I see, like, she has Krizik openly?
Yeah, she's wearing a Krizik tabard. She's an older dwarven woman, like, about middle age. She has a gray streak kind of going through her hair and a big maul she just put on her back.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of exposition I should give you, but perhaps we do it on the way to our cart?
Oh, you brought your own cart. All right, great. Boys, go help these lads get their cart. Did you have rams or horses as well?
Well, they were in the town over and... with no survivors.
Oh, terrible.
Other than the rams.
Borfin, Horik, help these lads get their cart.
You see two stout dwarves. They just kind of like plod up.
Go fighting there, lads. That was real good.
Very good fighting. Very good fight. You really got them right. I saw it, yeah.
You see they appear to maybe be twins. And they are really kind of talking over each other. There's two stout little dwarves. One has like a really classic medieval helmet on that's kind of like tilted askew. So you can only see one of his eyes. He's like, I got nudged. One of the fucking gnolls hit me.
Let me fix that. And I just grab his head and I try to spin.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah. Horik, nice to meet you.
Tuluga, nice to meet you.
This is my brother, Borfin.
Hi, Borfin. Tuluga, nice to meet you.
Guess which one of us is older?
Yes.
And I point to both. Oh, he nailed it. He nailed it. We were born at the same exact time. Nearly split our mother wide open.
Oh, wow.
Where is your dear old mother?
Oh, she passed away.
When?
Son, I feel like those are sensitive questions we shouldn't ask. This is my son, Glebnor.
Hello, Glebnor. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you too. Aren't you a friendly bunch?
Oh, we tried to be.
Hold on.
You got a cart, do you?
A cart, yeah. We got your cart.
They kind of trudge over to you. Is your boy okay? And they kind of poke at Theo on the ground, who looks just completely burnt out.
Hold on, I got this. I reach for a taco to try to give my boy some calories.
Okay, can I get a just a performance check as you bring this thing out of the bag?
Oh, a performance? Okay, hold on. 15.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, it's a taco.
Looks delicious.
Yeah,
they are delicious.
I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it at all.
I hand this one to Theo. Hold on, let me go for two more then, I guess.
Okay.
And I'll say you have advantage on this because I don't want you guys to give these guys a rank taco.
Well, Malva, would you like one?
I love one, yeah.
Is that advantage for all of them?
I'll give you advantage for all three.
And I'm just going to roll six and take the three highest.
Okay, sounds good.
One of them was 17.
Okay.
So I'll give that one to Malva.
Oh, thank you. Use a bit more calories.
She starts chomping on it.
I don't think the others were below or above 10.
Yeah, I see 7, 1, 5, and 1, and then it cuts off.
Okay, so you pull out of the bag two more what appear to be tacos at first, but they're just wet pieces of white bread folded around.
Crud sandwiches.
Just what appears to be like maybe like a candy bar. It's just kind of in between the things.
As I'm holding this, I'm like, oh no, I guess the when I was fighting the gnolls, they smashed my bag of tacos.
Oh, sorry. Maybe when we get to the tavern back home, we can maybe fix you up in the kitchen.
Oh, better yet, I'll cook you up something great. Something you've never had before.
And can everyone make a perception check for me real quick?
Are they trying to steal my bag?
No. 22. That was a nat 20.
Okay.
14.
With a nat 20, you can see that there is a small dwarven child. He's maybe like a foot tall. He has like big mutton chops where his beard is definitely starting to come in. And he's just like,
I'm Darren Hamhead. My dad owns the tavern. I want a taco too.
Okay.
All right. Here
we
go.
The more the merrier.
Is this advantage or normal?
Give me one.
Okay. Oh. Normal.
Darren.
It's 10 even.
Hard shell. Nice.
Wait, he knows hard shell?
I just meant the shell happened to be hard when I bit it.
Uh-huh.
I'm Dern Hamhead.
Hi, Dern Hamhead. You're very enthusiastic.
Yes, that's Dern. That was
he won't let me forget it.
That was his grandfather back there that got, you know.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
What was his name?
Blog.
Blog Hamhead, huh?
Blog Hamhead. Blog with two G's.
I hate you, Mark.
Anyways, I'm going to...
Severed Torso Hamhead. That's what his name was.
I'm going to... It's Celestial. See
wow, what a fitting
I
name.
Can speak to Balva.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, hey, we got to have a real talk. You mind if it's just us going to the cart?
Oh, you speak the language of Krizik.
Well, not him. I speak... this is just Celestial.
Oh, I only know one god, so...
I mean, there are others,
well,
but
here's one right here, and I point to Theo as he's mowing down this. That's Bleebly, our god.
The young man on the ground?
Yeah, the one that was pointing at people and they had holes in them.
Oh, yes, that was quite powerful. Never seen a device like that, young man.
Yeah,
catch your breath. Me and Malva will get the car.
All right, make sure you get Lance, though.
Yes, I won't forget Lance.
Horik, Borfin, maybe start burying the dead.
I'll help him.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, thank you.
And then I also lean
form
in.
Form of a shovel.
Lean in on Theo, like, hey, Theo, I saw the thing again. You know, the big scary man image, visage, whatever. Why am I talking in, like, a normal? We are sidebarring, but.
We'll
talk about it later.
We'll figure it out
I'm
later,
not
huh?
concerned about this one. The last one was a little more concerning, though.
Reggie comes and sits down next to you, and he's like, sorry, wait, no, hold on. I'm getting my accents fucked up. Everyone, shut up!
Reggie, what happened?
Oh, it's totally fine. Sorry, I didn't mean to use the haste spell. It sometimes does have that kind of effect where it kind of burns through your calorie intake. But we're here.
No, I mean, it was great. It helped a lot. I was able to kill all them. I need a rest. So.
Yeah, no.
Hold on. And then, I'm like, how about you hold on to the taco bag so you can just refuel? Let me just take Cobbler out of there. And I just get into a deep squat and pick Cobbler up.
You see Malva's like, my goodness, is it all rock golem? What you got there?
Yes, my pet, our pet, basically part of the family.
Oh, he's lovely.
Yeah, his name's Cobbler.
Can I give him a pet?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, little man.
Cobbler, dap up the nice lady.
Oh, he almost has enough hand to dap.
She kind of just gives him a little high five.
All right, Cobbler, you stand guard over Theo. Or, sorry, Bleebly.
I see you've been using both names. Are they interchangeable? Or is
we knew him as Theo, and then he became Bleebly.
I'm sure you've got a lot of explaining.
It's a lot.
Like you lads are really out of place here in the Highlands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, well, come with me then. We'll get your cart. He can, okay.
Oh, Luga, go entertain the children. Everyone loves a dancing spider. How could you not?
There's like a little human boy named Boren. He's like, I love a spider.
He kind of just walks over and looks
in. Well, take a look at Luga.
Oh, ma. Look at that.
Just staring at
it. Okay, we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Where are you lads from? From the Underdark?
Well, we're from Tidagol.
We're from Tidagol. What do you mean?
Well, I'm assuming we're out of earshot.
Yeah, I'll say you guys have kind of crested the hill. You can see the your goats, among them, Lance, are tied up under your cart.
So I'm just going to lead in very strong, and I don't want you to get you too defensive here.
Okay.
We haven't met a Krizik person that we haven't killed yet. Now, before you panic...
She just puts one hand on the maul.
Understandable.
Yeah, okay.
Understandable.
All right.
Urshan, a bunch of Krizik priests, destroyed and murdered a bunch of people in my town.
Urshan the Harbinger?
Yeah, killed. Kidnapped my brother and killed a lot of people.
He was in Brandini maybe a week or so ago, too.
Yeah, to crusade my town.
I thought he was going to Tidagol to help.
No, well, he helped himself to murder.
Make an insight check, if you wouldn't mind. Helped himself to murder. You're a maniac.
It's 21. Well, I mean, I have to lead it in somehow.
She does look shocked by this and, like, horrified at it. Tidagol and Brandini were, like, trade partners. There's, like, it's the closest other village or township near Tidagol.
Mm-hmm. We were able to save some, not all, of our people, and we escaped to my motherland. I'm not going to tell you the name out of panic that, not that you'll leak information, but they'll get information.
No, I understand. Urshan and the other Harbingers, they seem strange when they came through. Usually, when the other Krizik folk come to town, we have a big banquet, throw a feast, but they marshaled quickly. They were quite rude to the elders, and they left pretty much immediately the next day.
Yeah, we're having a great time. We're having a... What was it called again? It was a whole good old fiesta thing going on. We made our new god, Bleebly, the bringer of the wet, god of guns now.
Okay, that part's a bit more confusing, but we'll get to that. Why would they do something like that to Tidagol? I don't understand.
They didn't like that we lived in the ass of the Titan? Giant metal machine man.
Oh,
Titan.
Okay, of course, yes. Tidagol was built around the big Colossus.
They didn't like that. We went to the bog, and there was a whole arc that was... The bog was dry. The whole quest was to kill the dry spirit thing there.
It's been dry here as well?
Yeah, we killed that. Wait, it's still dry?
It was. There was a dry season near the mountain. It's actually, we have kind of the opposite problem now. Some of this is starting to kind of connect. I don't want to get into too much now, but we've been kind of dealing with a real problem in Brandini. It's called the Reaching Green. It's some kind of a vine curse. It came up over the mountain, and it completely destroyed the peak village we have up there. It's like nature itself is revolting in the south.
Is that the direction of the bog?
Yes, the bog would have been south of Brandini Mountain.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe I should pit stop those vines. I have an associate, a friend, if you will, a lady friend down in the bog.
All right.
She might have some. Anyways, I sidetrack.
No, there's a lot. You're giving me a lot of information.
Yeah, so I'm going to let you digest that. That's like the first half of things. The second half is more of the reason why we're going to Brandini.
I'm sorry to tell you, Brandini's kind of, we're at our wit's end. We've got null attacks coming from the north, and now this Reaching Green in the south. We're really kind of running out of resources to battle all these problems.
Well, I feel like the south I might be able to handle quicker than the north, because you said the north is a demon?
It's many. You don't even want to get into Magri at this time. It's chaos there. They're warring over scrap, and they're fighting all the different nation states. It's terrible. The only thing that I heard that would... There's a nation in Magria. They're at war with the entire Krizik Wall, the storm that we're trying to... of course, you know of the Great Maelstrom.
I remember the Great...
You would, definitely, okay. At this point.
Right. I can't keep playing dumb.
No.
Yeah, the big old storm.
I'm trying to process a lot here because I was given very different information than what you're telling me.
Yeah, so...
When Urshan and the other storm callers came, they said that our enemies were abounding. They were battling everywhere, trying to release the machines, and that they believed something like had happened like that in Tidagol, and they were going to save everyone.
Well, they did kill the machines, I'll give them that, but then they almost genocided my people in town? Like, would it be murder? I guess it wouldn't be a full genocide because we were in the Underdark, and they didn't really attempt the... Anyways, I'm getting into semantics here.
No, it just, this has been a lot. You seem like a good guy, and you and your friends helped a lot of people up there that were trapped. If you hadn't come along, those gnolls would have torn us all to shreds.
Well, yeah, I mean, I noticed the thing, like, during the fight, and I realized you didn't attack us, so I, you know, we're very reactionary people.
That sounds like it, based on what you've told me.
Because we're currently counter-crusading their crusade, and you're like the first nice Krizik person ever.
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I've lived in Brandini my whole life. Krizik worshippers have just been a part of the community. Many of the dwarves are kind of more traditional. They worship the Allfather, but we've never gotten any kind of edict from Windmere to try to, you know, change anyone's religion. It's never been the case.
Well, they stole my brother, and they didn't like that we made a god, or making a god. He's our god.
Interesting. What happened to the rest of the stormcallers that attacked your village?
We killed a couple of priests. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We did kill some of them. We killed a blue dragonborn.
Azraskel, yeah.
And then Felix, we killed the shit out of him because he was a traitorous bastard who killed Jenry.
Okay, again, you're saying a lot of names. I'm sorry, I don't know Felix. I believe you.
I don't know the positions in your church. All I know is that my church is just Plope, Champion, and God.
Yeah, we got a lot of different kind of levels in the Krizik Church, but, all right, I'm sorry. I wish I could... I think you're going to have to probably talk to our council. I'm a paladin. I was just really sent here to make sure these people back behind the wall.
Just letting you know, if my son and our God kind of side-eye everything, it's because if you harm us, we will just have to, you know... Obviously, we won't harm innocents, because that's just cruel and unusual.
I believe the same. Harming innocents is wrong. I'd be breaking my oath if I did something like that.
Well, I mean, you say that, but from what you say and what I've seen done, it's very different.
I want to believe you, because I don't think you have a reason to lie to me. But this is all really conflicting with my faith, and I...
Anyways, crisis of faith later. Let's get these sheep.
Okay, yeah, that's a big one. What's that one's name?
Oh, that one? That huge one? That badass one with the flame decals?
Yeah. Well, you put those on yourself, did you?
Yeah. That's Lance.
Lance?
Yep.
Good name for a goat.
Yeah, our god named him.
All right. I probably want to talk to this plebe a bit then, if he is your new god.
Yeah, sure. He's great. Love the guy.
The stories are true then, eh? The Kuwatoa, they can make their own.
I lean in, like, actually serious. Like, you know, I didn't believe it at first, but... I am seeing things and have seen things that, it's true. It's true. And I'm just as surprised at you because I thought it was an old wives' tale.
All right. Well, let's get back to Brandini if we can then. We should probably rest here. All of my people are hurt and I'm sure you boys are probably a bit spent as well.
Yeah.
And I'll vouch for you when we go to the council. I'll let them know how you saved us. And maybe we can figure out what the hell happened with Urshan. I don't understand this.
Yeah.
He's a harbinger. He's quite far up in the Church of Krizik.
Yeah, harbinger of death.
Oh, usually...
Sorry,
it's,
sorry.
No, I mean, it's raw.
The wound
it's
is
raw.
Still... I understand. Still, it's still raw.
I understand. Well, I'm sorry for everything that happened, and I'm sorry if followers of my church were to blame for it, but I believe we can get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
All right, let's circle back up with the wagons.
Come on, Lance! Come here, Lance!
She's just holding out like a little bit of oats, trying to walk backwards with them.
Yeah, Lance, yeah!
Ah, animal handling check.
17.
Nice. All the goats just, and they all just kind of
fire away. Don't you mind me. Get in line, come on, everyone behind Lance.
Follow them over the hill. And you can see that the rest of the wagons have kind of circled up into a bit of a defensive perimeter. There's a small fire going. You can see Glebnor, Theo, Reggie, your whole crew is kind of in this little circle with the twins here.
Can I get you a brew? We brought brewer supplies just for in case something like this happened.
You got any water?
Oh, I mean, I suppose. Humans.
You see, Horik hands you, like, kind of murky-looking water in a little flask here.
Can I see this? Am I there? Is this, like,
yeah, I'll say you're kind of,
this was in
you're
tandem
like,
with what I
I'll say you're kind of coming down the hill as you can see that Theo is just so dehydrated, just sipping.
Daddy? Maybe just create some water for him.
Oh, you're in the camp. I'm just cresting the hill.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm just, like, looking at the murky water, like...
Do I see the murky water? How obvious is this glass?
I think your passive perception would let you know that this is probably... They have it, but they're not. It's not the main thing. They have, like, big frothy ales they're pouring.
I'm going to slap it out of his hand.
Good call.
You guys got empty barrels? Any empty barrels?
Yeah, we've got some barrels.
Okay, can you, like, round them up real quick?
Horik, get over here. Borfin, please, help your brother.
they lift some barrels up, and they kind of take them off the cards and kind of center them in the middle of the camp.
Let me just see if I have the spell slots for this. I do. I'm going to clap my hands. I'm like, Theo, Bleebly, can you come here for a sec?
Walk over.
I need you to do the stance again.
What stance?
The cool one.
Okay. Just getting stance.
I clap my hands. I'm like, in the name of Bleebly, bring her the wet. Here is some wet. And I cast create one.
See,
here come the wet.
Dern Hamhead is like,
oh my gods, I'm a believer.
When you saw her face,
take him on the list.
Oh yeah, you have one new follower, just Dern Hamhead.
Son, pamphlet that man. Don't shoot it.
He made it so wet.
Here, I have some information for you to read.
I can't read.
Have your dad read it to you.
I will. You're going to love my dad.
Bedtime story.
Oh, there's little pictures on here.
Oh, yeah. I've been working on them.
Oh.
I mean, there you go, Theo.
Thank you. And you're just going to see Theo just like...
Bear hug the barrel.
Basically hugging the barrel, just scooping water in.
Can I see if I have, like, a little electrolyte packet?
Okay. Let's get just a straight luck check. You want above a 15 for your health.
For a liquid IV?
For some kind of...
Not sponsored.
Kuatoa herbal.
I rolled 15 on the dot.
Fuck you. It's, like, in the shape of, like, one of those little Gatorade pouches you pour in, but it's just,
also
like...
Also not a sponsor.
Of course, yeah, not yet. you got a little pouch of some of Meemaw's herbs to kind of pump up those vitamins.
Sleepy, hold on. It's got you need electrolytes. It's what plants clear. And I just pour in the whole packet.
Well, that should make it better.
All right, everyone, kind of circle up. We're going to work in shifts here to make sure these fucking gnolls don't get any more...
language, my son's right there.
I'm sorry.
He's two.
Ow, my freaking ears.
He's two?
He's 2 years old.
Precocious little scamp, ain't I?
You're two?
Oh, yeah.
And you see Dern's like,
you're two?
Oh, yeah.
I'm 40.
What?
We're dwarves. We grow much slower.
You haven't learned to read in 40 years?
I'm a slow learner.
All right, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to be a bartender like my dad.
It's a noble profession.
I'm going to take over Hamhead Tavern.
Okay.
Shut up.
Shouldn't you know how to read so you can read the menu?
Guys, come on. I put an armor on. He'll learn at his own pace. He's got a goal. He'll get there.
He can listen to the wisdom book with us tonight.
Look at him.
I'll learn to read after I grow my first beard. I've only got mutton chops now.
Those things are pretty sweet.
Thanks.
They look good.
They're wide.
Why are they called mutton chops?
I don't know. I eat a lot of mutton, though. It's kind of like a sheep.
You're eating the sheep?
We're farmers.
Lance, cover your ears.
Horik's like, we are farmers mostly.
Don't you have other animals to eat? These things are so cute.
Well, some of them.
Son, you almost killed one.
It almost killed itself.
Son, you ramped it up into the stratosphere.
It was coming at me.
I know that
so
word
fast.
Now.
I mean, it was... It was needed. I got ran over by two of them.
I watched my god get trampled.
Well, more like steamrolled.
You see a Borfin kind of slides up next to you.
So you're a god then, lad. That must be nice.
It's something.
Oh, you look like a regular guy, but you're so humble.
You know, I'm a god of the people.
Oh,
I like thumbs up, like, yes, yes.
I'm gonna produce pamphlets.
Oh,
for all.
A fine pamphlet. As he starts to read it, Durin's like, show off!
Goes and pouts in a corner. Borfin, whore, you seem like a couple of regular Joes. Who do you believe in?
We worship the Allfather. We're conservatives.
Sick.
Why'd you phrase it like that?
Oh, it's a traditional religion.
Oh, okay.
Who's the Allfather?
He's the god of the dwarves. Our first father.
Oh. He's my first father.
Oh, I am his first dad.
You'd love the Allfather then. He's very fatherly.
Do you have any pamphlets?
I don't have a pamphlet.
Slacking.
The Horik's like, we should get pamphlets.
They really help
you
out.
You should definitely get pamphlets. But maybe don't print them on paper.
Don't print them on
paper.
We
ran into some snags with that.
Okay. Well, I guess if we go to a printer, they'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's why we did it on this.
Stone, metal, whatever. Just not paper.
We love stone.
Well, there you go.
Rock. We're hill dwarves. We're pretty good at melding it and molding it.
Whoa.
Yeah?
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
What are you keeping these rocks?
I've got a small quarry up north near the mountain.
Are these like...
Or south, I suppose.
How would you grade said rocks?
Oh, they're premium rocks. Oh.
I cover cobbler's ears.
Hold on. What's the highest quality rock you got?
Oh, I'm sure there's some... I mean, maybe like a hardy granite?
Daddy, they got granite.
Yeah, that could do it.
They got granite, Daddy.
Okay, sorry. I uncover cobbler's ears. Yeah, we'll have to go see that.
I'd love a tour.
You boys love Brandini. It's a quaint little village.
Okay, I gotta do a quick little powwow with my boy over here.
Oh, yeah, please.
So I'm gonna walk a little further away.
Yeah, you see Horik and Borfin are both like, Glebnor!
I'm gonna keep him busy.
Do you want to try our brew?
Daddy?
I'm not there.
Yes?
Oh, we'll make it look like an accident.
Oh, I'm so clumsy!
And he spills a beer that just pours it into you.
I already had no idea because I was walking away. So I just turn around to my son slurping up beer. Son!
You can see that the top half of Glebnor is still green, but the bottom is just like an amber liquid.
How much did they pour into me?
Son, it looks like you have to go to the bathroom.
I got it real bad.
All right, well, you know.
I'm going to sluice behind these rocks.
Anyways, I don't know
liquid
what he...
Liquid dumping noises.
Just never know what he's doing all the time.
I mean, he is two, so he's going to get into a lot of stuff when we're not paying attention.
I try to keep it in the high shelves, but it doesn't really matter.
No, he can really schmoof.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so back to the topic at hand. Two notes. Well, three. Two and a half. Anyways. The whole man in black thing, remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I saw him again with you and while you were shooting the gnolls, which makes no sense because the gnolls are just, you know, they're nothing really redeeming about what they were doing.
No.
And they weren't even really like intelligent. I don't know their anatomy. Anyways, so I think this is just kind of based off of like what you view is right and wrong.
I mean, yeah, I felt it was pretty wrong that they, you know, tried to kill Glebnor.
So, like, I got no qualms with this one. The one at the Battle of the Bands, though, was a weird. that was a fine line.
Yeah, but I was trying to kill Felix. Who
I know,
killed
and we
Jenny,
all hated
so,
Felix.
Yeah.
So just we got a weird, real gray, black and white kind of right and wrong thing going on here.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I mean, you get to decide. You're the god.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, we got.
Yeah, we'll figure it
we
out.
We got time.
The other thing is, I was talking to Malva, explained the whole thing. She's in shock. Just look at her over there.
Just eyes like dead, staring into the like campfire, just muttering prayers under her breath.
What the hell did you tell her?
Well, what Chris, like Urshan did, and all the other Krizik followers that we've encountered so far.
Yeah, we know that Urshan went here, right? Well,
she said he did, and that they seemed a little weird, and what they told them was that they were coming to save Tidagol. But what I told her was that they just tried to murder everybody. I mean, they technically did save it before the murder.
Well, they also murdered Fenric on the way to save.
Oh, I'm ashamed of myself. I forgot. There's so much murder that they did that, you know.
They murdered a lot.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to tattoo his name on my chest so I'll never forget.
the fur bulk from episode 3.
Yes.
Hey, I'm still upset about it.
Hey, I'm sorry.
He's a good dude.
He was a good dude.
I have his holy symbol on the inside of my jacket.
I know.
So she's dealing with that. I told him that we're going to get a council with their council.
We're counseling with
their council.
Krizik.
Well, I don't know.
Like Krizik people, I'm assuming?
I don't know, because they got a lot of weird, mixed religion going. They're like coexisting.
Well, that doesn't add up to anything.
That Krizik has done so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have to cross that bridge. But she did explain that north, there's a whole bunch of demon, it's like a free-for-all up there. And then south, towards the bog, there's an ivy curse that's been going on. And I feel like I should hit that up.
Well, I mean, we're very good at clearing out bogs, so...
Yeah, so I think... We counsel, we go south to check out what's going on there, unless north is, like, really bad.
We should probably wait on the north stuff, because if there's, you said demons?
Well, they said, she said demon or demons, plural?
From what you've kind of gathered, it seems that there are demon lords at war in Magria.
Okay. Yeah, it's the, like, demon lords, and they're just kind of what we're doing with Krizik, they're doing just to each other. There.
So we should probably hold off on that so we can get more information there. You know, getting rid of a bog curse, we're experts at that.
So I figured I could try to ring up Ivy and we get to the bottom of it.
Can you just call her?
I mean, last time we just kind of spoke into a tree and she showed up like a few hours later.
I guess we could try that.
I thought it might work the same.
We could try. I mean, we can probably get more information at this council, I guess.
I don't know.
We should probably just be on alert, because I don't feel super comfortable being around.
Oh, yeah, I already warned her that if any crazy person tries to harm us, that we will retaliate, that we're reactionary.
Fair.
But that we'd leave everyone else kind of alone.
Well, yeah, innocent people don't need to be hurt.
That's what I told them. And then she's like, yeah, that makes sense. And then I told her that Urshan didn't care.
Well, yeah, Urshan sucks.
Yeah, that's what I told her.
Glad we're on the same page here.
Yeah, it's total jerk.
Yeah, stole your brother.
Can't believe he did that. Yeah. Oh, we got to steal that Dragonborn's brother and Urshan's sibling.
Oh, yeah, Goffin, right?
Goffin, and if Urshan has a brother or a sister, we got to kidnap them.
True.
Glebnor, you were over taking a big old piss. What's that look like for Glebnor as you drain this liquid out of your body over the little hillside?
I go behind a rock and you just hear like heavy water dumping noises. As if somebody just like tipped upside down a 5-gallon bucket full of water.
Glebnor, can you make a perception check for me? Or investigation, whatever's higher for you. I think they're probably both the same.
18.
18.
Do I pick up Goffin?
As you kind of have this moment of relief... you're kind of away from the camp a little bit now. Just kind of got a little privacy for yourself. You look down, and there is this, like, glowing orange mass in the center of your gooey body. I need a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, God. Couldn't we have rested? 5?
Did you use your luck point?
Not yet.
If you want to give it to it now, go for it.
10?
As you look down at it and look up, your big blue eyes glow orange. And you look up and you're instantly drawn to the stars.
Home.
You see little constellations coming into light. And you feel your body kind of gliding away from the camp.
Off the ground gliding away?
No, like just sluicing, if you would, up a little bit of a hill. Make a stealth check for me, actually. And you two can make perception checks.
You hear those water dumping sounds?
17.
Someone spilled a barrel of
22 perception.
16.
Theo, you just look and you can see a like glowing Glebnor is just gliding up a hill away from the camp.
Tuluga, turn around. Look.
Huh?
Glebnor's leaving. I don't know where he's going.
Where is he going? Why is he I've never seen him. You know what it is? It's puberty. And I sprint afterwards. Hold on. We'll take a... Let's see where this goes. Okay. We'll just stay, like,
Oh, yeah, a couple feet. Oh, perfect, perfect. Yeah, make you two both make stealth checks for me.
Yeah.
You're going to tail Glimnor for a little bit. Glimnor, you can make a perception check with disadvantage if you would like.
I got a 22.
I got a 12.
Can I guidance you?
Doesn't matter. I got a 5 on my disadvantage. Oh, God. I ain't seeing shit but these stars.
You see that Glimnor glides up the hill, and it seems like he's almost trying to get to like the apex point of this little hillside. As he gets up there and looks up at the stars, you see that this glowing mass in his chest projects an image out onto the field. And you see Glimnor...
Like a fucking light bright?
Kind of. You see that it almost looks like a silent image spell is like emerging from your chest and creating a hologram in front of you.
Help us, Obi-Wan Kenobi, your only hope.
And what you see is this big writhing mass of green goo.
Gakarot! Have you begun the Zolve?
Am I entranced?
You can fully talk. You're watching it happen in front of you. There's a big writhing mass of looks like a giant bowl of green jelly.
I think you have the wrong number. My name's Glimnor.
Gakarot.
Glimnor.
End your jokes. Has someone damaged your Zom?
Glimnor.
Your Zom was weak. We felt you may have died.
Zom?
Your Zom!
He points at the glowing bit of goo in the center of your chest.
What's happening? Who are you?
Gakarot, I am your Off. Where have you been, Gakarot? For 2 years you have not communicated. The Shoth is not happy.
You're throwing a lot of weird words at me, and my name's Glimnor, so I think you might be looking for someone else.
Gakarot, you humble Suze. If you wish to be an Auth, you must begin. You must begin the Zolve. Have you even absolved any... Have you absorbed even an archipelago or an island?
What?
Someone has damaged your Zom.
What is Zom?
Your Zom! Your beating Zom!
Points at the mass in your chest.
I'm real confused.
Gakarot, if you wish for your Zom
to
grow...
Do you have any pamphlets that explain this?
What is a pamphlet, you humble Suze?
I'm gonna give him a blue pamphlet.
I am but a hologram! I cannot hold this pamphlet!
Where are you coming from?
I broadcast from the Dripping Palace in the Great Nose! If you're ever to become an Auth, you must begin the Zolve!
Auth or Off?
Off, O-T-H! You will never grow to an Auth! You only have 98 years to go!
What is...
You've barely Zolved!
How do I Zolve?
Who's injured your Zom?
How should I know?
Something is wrong with you, Gakarot. I'm sending Vegeta to get you. He will return you to the Dripping Palace. You will answer to the Shoth.
Who is the Shoth?
The Shoth, the great Shoth, the avatar of the goo.
Tell me more about this goo.
I will report all of this to the Orath to let you know. To let everyone know that you have failed your mission and haven't solved anyone. I see very little organic matter inside your body, Gakarot.
Do you have informational pamphlets?
Not for you, you humble Suze.
What is a Suze?
You are the lowest form, a Suze. In a millennia, one day you could have been a Shoth, but you have abandoned your responsibilities, Gakarot!
I was unaware of said responsibilities!
Something has happened to your Zom!
How do I fix my Zom?!
What you got, Saluga?
As he says, you are the lowest form, I run out and say, who the hell do you think you are calling my son the lowest form? Look at you!
Daddy!
You don't even have beautiful eyes!
I'm an off, you strange creature!
You UGLY! You ugly! You ain't got no alibi!
Gakarot, solve this man!
My name's Glimnor!
Son? You
You're a terrible influence and a horrible teacher.
You have broken the Zalm.
You are broken, sir.
You have broken his Zalm.
You can't.
You are the false father.
Ugly.
I hate you.
This creature. You have been corrupted by this fish.
As he says that, I moon him with my kicked up cheeks. So the last thing he sees before the feet cut out is my big ass.
Okay. You have just had an unfortunate run-in with the Oth. Have at it, boys.
Son, what the hell was that? I thought it was puberty, but that's not puberty.
I'm never drinking that dwarf stuff again.
Wait, you drank the booze?
They tripped and threw it on me.
I'm going to have words with them.
Do you want me to take the gun out?
No, we don't need to gun them.
Okay.
Am I still glowing? Is my Zalm still activated?
You have controlled your Zalm and absorbed this thing. It seems like you have some kind of strange control over it now that you'd even know it exists. Yeah, unfortunately, you got a bum Zalm.
I think I could fix that eventually. The Zalm is the friends we made along the way.
The book that you have that has his
Glekalak
the Glekalak name on it. Are you the only one that knows that it's the Glekalak name on it? Or do we all know?
I don't think I shared that information.
I don't think you did, Taluga. Okay.
Daddy?
What?
I'm broken.
No, you're not. You're perfect, just the way you are.
Thank you, Daddy.
And I hug him. Don't listen to that abomination.
But maybe once we get settled a little, if we backtrack to the crater and maybe let's like look for some more stuff.
Okay. How far is would I know roughly how where
the
crater
was
fairly close to Tidagol.
Yeah, you kind of are. You're on the other side of the mountain that's like right next to Tidagol. That crater would be on the other side of that mountain, kind of near Tidagol, like are the ruins of it now. But
he called me Gakarot, like some kind of 2-bit Dragon Ball play.
What's a Dragon Ball?
And that's neither here nor there.
We talking about like, son, you shouldn't be talking about balls yet.
Puberty!
Okay, I guess it's
But yeah, no, he was calling me the wrong name, but clearly, my birth certificate says Glebnor.
Yeah, weird that he, like, you even, it's right there. You could have seen the
plain celestial right there. Yeah, anybody can read it except maybe Theo.
How rude of him.
Unbelievable.
I know.
And this guy, how dare he come out of me?
You know what? If he ever shows
he couldn't even hold a pamphlet. Why would I listen to him?
Exactly. And if he ever shows his face around here, well, I'll show him what for, son.
Thank you, Daddy. I know I can always count on you.
Oh, yeah.
And where did he say was the Dripping Palace?
I didn't write that down.
Yeah, he did say Dripping Palace. He's going to inform the Dripping Palace.
Where the fuck is a Dripping Palace?
The Great Nose, apparently?
Yeah, the Great Nose.
What the fuck is the... What?
I came from space.
Yeah, he came. You know he came from space.
Yes, but...
But what? He belongs in my heart.
I mean, I love Glebnor too. He's great. But what the fuck is this no... What?
Bleebly, I found it easier to just ignore it until it becomes an immediate problem, and then we address it. Because we already got a lot to work with, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, but that just seems like... Didn't he just say he was sending...
I have to assume the guy he sent his name, I think it's going to be Graditz.
It's Vaguta!
Vaguta.
And Grappa?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Grappa.
I'm going to squirt out my birth certificate and inspect it with Daddy.
Okay.
To see if there's any mention of Auth or Gooth.
Can I use my special eyes?
Guta.
Sure, yeah.
Because, I mean, I guess all the eyes really do.
Go ahead and inspect this, yeah.
Otherworldly.
Three. I don't see shit.
I see invisible creatures, objects from 6 feet.
Maybe invisible ink?
As if they were visible, and I see 6 feet into the ethereal plane. So I guess if anything in there...
How about we let you get advantage on your perception check or investigation with your special eyes?
Nat 20.
Okay.
Suck it. Tell us what it says.
Thank you for advantage.
So you look at this birth certificate.
It's a little deteriorated because it was very wet inside of Glebnor for a bit.
Mm-hmm. I generally keep it in the map case, but I did have to push it out for a little bit to take the portable hole.
And it looks to be written on like standard parchment from Aeona. This birth certificate, this handwritten birth certificate, doesn't have a celestial nature to it. This seems like it was made here and given to Glebnor.
A forgery.
Hmm. Son?
Yes, Daddy?
I hate to tell you this, but this birth certificate was made here. You weren't sent with it. Which is weird, because I found you in that crater with it already.
Yeah, that's the first thing I remember. Or is it?
I don't know, is it?
Can you make a history check for me, Glebnor?
But, like, it's just on a piece of normal paper, and I just kind of flip it.
18. You try to remember back to your first moments on Aeona.
Hmm.
You remember this brief feeling of rocketing through the stars.
There was the rocketing and then the crashing.
And you do remember that before you landed on Aeona, you briefly crashed on the moon.
I bounced off the moon real quick. Yep.
And there's a gap. There's a big gap in your memory between the moon crash and landing in the crater.
I can't remember how I got off the moon to get here. But yeah, there was a little moon pit stop, if I remember.
Wait, so you coming back to me? You can just jump from a planet to another planet?
Maybe. I'm real fuzzy on that detail.
With an 18, I will say you briefly remember being inside of a giant metallic nose flying through space.
I was in a ship. It kind of looked like this, and I gently caressed Theo's nose with my pseudopod.
Okay. Weird shape.
So that might be the nose that
just a bigger one of
these.
A mother nose?
Yeah. A mother nose, yeah, if you will.
I want you guys to a picture, like a DBZ, like, what's that fucking orb called?
The ball.
Yeah.
Like just a nose. It pulls up and the nostrils have like two little rockets coming out the bottom of it.
That's just for everyone at home
if they're trying to imagine it.
Okay, so I was going bridge first, not nostrils.
Well, that's the only way, you know, air resistance.
Yeah, true. Yeah, aerodynamics and such that you now know about with your propulsion book.
I'm learning.
This is very weird.
Yeah.
So I'm scared, Daddy.
Don't be. Whatever we come across, we'll take it on together.
Okay.
How tough can Graditz be? The name is Graditz. It sounds like it's made out of something weak.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like
I never mentioned a Graditz. You guys made that up.
Oh, yeah, it was Gugita.
Oh, sorry, Gugita.
It's Vaguta.
Sorry, Vaguta and Grappa.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to show up and, like, destroy everything very easily.
No. We got the God of Guns. We got our champion, and I'm a plope.
Oh, yeah, I'm a champion. What am I afraid of?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's be honest. We haven't come across something that we haven't been able to beat yet.
Touche.
Well,
what?
Urshan.
Well, he ran.
He did
if
run.
If anything, we won that.
Well, we ran first.
Well, he ran first.
You ate that shot and it scared him in his little girl pants and he scurried away.
And then I proceeded to melt everyone in front of...
You did do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So... Mm-hmm.
And it's no coincidence they took...
My brother?
Uncle.
Perpiburus.
The weakest of the Plupluplines. Because they couldn't handle us.
Not to be rude, but the weakest of the Plupluplines.
I actually don't know what Perpiburus can do. He tried to use his words always more than his actions.
Yeah, but he didn't even fight back.
Well, he's not the smartest.
To fair.
So I actually don't really know what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have the tenacity
of a Bleagong, that's for sure.
He did survive the sea, and he had to get those squids and manta rays somehow.
He had a crew with him.
Yeah, but did you see the crew?
And they were a little worse for the wear.
So. Food for thought.
Yeah. Let's put a pin in that one.
Yeah.
As you guys are all in this field, just once again met with an insane thing. You can see Reggie kind of comes to the hill.
What are you guys doing over there?
Hey, what's up? Stuff. Do you know what that is?
What's up?
Oth?
Never heard of it.
What about Guta?
Nope.
Or Grappa?
Uh-uh.
Gakarod.
I think you're messing with me now, aren't you? Is this another...
Whoa. Skynose?
I don't know anything about the sky nose.
Dripping palace.
You guys are just yelling at me. I don't know what any of these words mean.
Looks like I gotta find a library.
Reggie knows everything.
If anything, I'm the most confused one. I have such a massive gap in my knowledge base.
What? Don't talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't read like this kid, right? Durham Drumbin?
My name's Durham Halmhead, and I'm very insecure about my reading.
Well, what if we teach you how?
We're going to teach you. You're going to sit with us while we read the wisdom book tonight, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, it's knit by an author called Susan.
She's okay. Very wise.
General Susan.
General Susan. Sorry, can't forget the title of general.
See, Malva's just like making like soup for everyone. She's like, oh, General Susan. It's got advice in that book.
Yeah.
See, she knows.
You know the book. Such a good book.
Yeah, it's good stuff. A lot of stuff about supply lines. It's like kind of a major part of it. But other than that, yeah.
I mean, it's so important. You can't, you know, run an army on an empty stomach.
You can see Horik and Borfin are just like funneling like bread and soup in the mouth.
You're destroying it, right? Yeah, come on.
Daddy, flash the taco bag.
Well,
I gave it back.
And I flash the taco bag.
Yeah, go ahead and make some straight rolls to see if you maybe get a little lucky with these ones.
How many are pulling out? Three, four,
three.
Five?
Three. Four. Because that little jerk's going to want one, too.
All right, that's an 11 on one.
That one's mine!
Grabs it.
Oh, spicy chicken!
I'll take this one. That's a 3.
Yeah, that's a classic, scotch tape pimento.
That's a 4.
A staple deluxe.
A staple deluxe, extra staple.
And a 15 for our gun.
There's pulled pork. It's nice.
All right. Carnita.
Man, it's really gone downhill once crud got involved.
Yeah, once you guys added crud to the mix, it really changed the whole infinite bag of tacos a little bit.
But hey, yep. Pork. Borfin, though, that stable deluxe, that's off the secret menu.
This is on the secret menu.
Oh, I do like a secret menu.
You want to try it?
Sure.
Here you go.
Ow.
That was quick. You like immediately, I didn't even get it out of my hand.
A bit so fast that it was all staples.
You got to go slow with these ones. Savor the staples.
I don't like it.
It's extra iron.
You can see Borfin's just like,
the scorch tape ain't bad. It's a little sticky, but I like it. It's like a caramel. All right, well, this has been a weird and horrible day.
You're telling me.
I'm going to go ahead and I'll hit the hay. You want to take shifts, maybe?
It's like the afternoon.
I mean, we're all really injured. I think we should probably...
Why don't we just ride into town and then rest there?
All right, how's everyone feeling?
Malva, how far is it to town?
Not terribly far. In a few hours, you could probably get up to the Highland Fields. It's the farmland right before the city proper.
Well, all right.
On the sundial. I have an innate sense of time.
Okay.
What time will it be when we get there?
You can get there right at nightfall.
Daddy, Bleebly.
Yeah?
Right when we get there, it'll be nighttime. I think it would be best if we just stay up and then get a full night's rest in the appropriate hour.
So why don't we just get in the cart and
Lance will lead us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in the bag, Daddy, for our old
I pick up
taco and stick.
Yep.
Luga to me.
And you can see that little rabbit folk that was like kind of injured, trying to like get his like arrows ready. He kind of comes over and sits down next to you. Goes, could I have one of those tacos? I'm very hungry.
Oh yeah, why didn't you say something sooner?
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm a bit shy, and I was, you know,
I just saw
so many guys almost die.
And I whip out. I got a 16. I whip out.
Oh, thank you.
We're friends now. What's your name?
Oh, Hazel.
Hazel.
Yeah, like Hazel. A nut.
Yeah, like a nut.
Oh, cool.
Check your pocket.
Okay.
Are you guys magicians?
Maybe. Whoa.
What a fun pamphlet.
I mean, I do magic, but like...
What's a gun?
This.
Oh, like a better bow and arrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you
kind of like it. You nailed that one.
Yeah, you were pointing and then like a thing shot out and killed. Sick.
Yeah. I have 2.
This is very interesting stuff.
Who's your god?
I don't really have one. I'm a bit agnostic.
Cool. I can respect it.
After seeing what you guys did, I might be shopping around.
Hey,
we accept everyone.
We'll be at the Highland Field soon. That's kind of like where my people live typically.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
Great farmland. Very hospitable folk.
What's the carrot situation like?
For days.
Nice.
Like so many. It's great. We make a good stew.
Do you make carrot cake?
We do make carrot cake.
Wow.
Dude, you got a carrot cake with your name on it coming up. I'm telling you, buddy. Thank you guys so much for saving us back there.
Well, you know, we can't let, you know, just anyone die.
You
know?
Yeah, you seem like good
cruel
people.
Cruel and unusual.
Crazy monsters.
Yeah, those gnolls are horrible.
Well,
yeah.
We saw what happened in the previous village.
Yeah.
You know.
What's the guy that got kind of like ripped in half?
Oh, yeah, that wasn't great.
Yeah.
That was Blog.
I saw one.
Blog?
Yeah.
Oh, that's on Durkee's granddad.
Did no one tell him, or is he just in denial?
I don't think he liked him.
Oh.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, you see Durin's like,
my father sent me out there to toughen me up, but I didn't like it.
I want to be a tavern smith. I want to make delicious brews and tasty treats for everyone in the bar.
But you say tasty treats?
Yeah.
Why don't you saddle up next to me there, little man? I guess you're older than me, but you know.
40? Yep.
It's okay.
You need to be tough to run a bar. How are you going to handle rowdy customers?
Yeah. See,
that's what my dad, Gorfunkel, says, but I didn't know.
You guys Gorfunkel?
Gorfunkel Hamhead.
I gotta meet
this
guy.
Throw that at me, right?
Gorfunkel Hamhead. He's Hamhead Tavern. We're famous in Brandini.
Okay, well, to Gorfunkel's.
Yeah.
Guys, you just gotta kill them with hospitality. You don't have to bully them. It's just if other people like you more than the mean guys, they just get rid of them for you.
Words to live by.
Reddy's like, that's right. Yep.
Is that Susan's advice? By chance? Perchance?
No, let me check.
I mean, I just ripped that out of my noggin. It might be in there.
Daddy's so wise.
Oh, I think we're actually almost done this book. That's the last chapter. Kill him with kindness.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in here about honey and vinegar that's kind of confusing. But other than that, yeah.
Did you read the last chapter before us?
I keep slipping into a Scottish accent.
Yep.
And it's driving me fucking crazy. It's just the same part of my brain. It's, you know what I have to say in my head? Crazy guys!
That immediately pulls me back in every time.
I guess we can start maybe going over the last chapter. I think we're almost done.
Okay.
Yeah. Kill him with kindness.
Ride, Lance! I whip him on the ass of my pseudopod.
All right. And I guess you guys are going to kind of travel for a little bit more.
Yeah, I'll just tell them like the other guys can rest.
Perfect. Yeah. You guys are leading the way on Lance.
Yeah, he's the one with the flame decal.
You see Malva and Horik, they kind of like get the other carts all ready. All right, everyone, we're going to move through the night. Torches up and keep your eyes peeled. I don't want any more of these fucking gnolls getting in the way.
You guys need torches? I just activate high beams.
Whoa! I love when he does that. Pretty cool. It's like a big long beam.
I just can't blink.
His eyes look very dry.
Huh?
He doesn't blink anyways. He's Kuotoa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Fish don't have eyelids.
For the first time in your life, you see Toluca blink.
What the?
Oh, it's like a horrible membrane just goes over his eye. And I suppose as you guys are trotting off on your little caravan to Brandini, we will end today's episode. Thank you all so much for joining us. Don't forget to keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.